Me and Kath spent 20 minutes making ourselves chuckle by, right, there was a thing going around today. Shall we read it? Where's the one that was going around? There was a thing. Is it a meme? That would be a meme, wouldn't it? Is that a meme? I don't know. There was a thing going around. Someone got hold of, some instructions or some notes for presenters and producers from a commercial music network, right? And so me and Kath spent, I saw that earlier, I thought, oh, we can write a funny one of those for talk radio, make it a little bit rude and a little bit, you know, we'll poke gentle fun at some of our colleagues and we'll have a laugh at us and stuff. So I tweeted that, but the original one, shall I read you some of this? And it is heartbreaking. It is heartbreaking to think that someone actually had these thoughts. Paul and Alan, I'll come to you in a bit, even though you're Alan Caddick and Paul Akinbola. 03444991000. Someone had these thoughts. Someone in power, someone in authority in a radio network had these thoughts, typed them down, and then forwarded on to their presenters and their producers. It's why it's why talk radio is kind of, talk radio, radio four, a couple of other shows, are really kind of standing out as something quite different for the moment, you know, may not always be. So this is, these are instructions to presenters and producers on a certain music radio network, right? Heading, new music links, speed links, crunch and roll. I don't even know what that means. Crunch and roll? You haven't. Crunch and roll. Okay. Always say, then in bold letters, all the biggest hits, all day long, at the top of the link. Then in bold letters, never the end. All the biggest hits, all day long, at the top of the link. Don't do it at the end, guys, because if you do, a baby dies. Say the station name into the new song, you idiots. That's obvious, isn't it? If you're going into the new song, you say the station name. Otherwise a baby dies. These links should be 10 to 15. What's the next word? What's the next word? What's the next word? Seconds maximum, and capitals only. Focus on selling the song coming up. Italics underlined, nothing else. That reminds me, when I left Absolute, I went and had meetings everywhere. I had a meeting here with the old boss when it was Talk Sport, just as he was about to convert the... had a meeting here with the old boss of Talk Sport, because the Through the Night show still used to be, like, phone-in and chatty and, you know, Mike Mendoza type thing. And I came in pitching for that gig. And within the first 2 minutes of the meeting, he told me he had ideas. He was going to change the overnight slot from Talk Sport to Sport. So it's going to be Sport 24 hours a day. What I should have done in that meeting was say, I'm going to stop you there, Moz. Thanks very much, but I don't know anything about sport. We're wasting each other's time. Instead, what I did was for the next 50 minutes, sat there nodding, going, yeah, I think that could work. Then walked out thinking, I ain't never going to work there. But I had a meeting, I think it was Heart. Was it Magic? One of the two. Doesn't matter. I was never going to work there. And the guy meeting me was late. And he came in, he said, I'm really sorry I was late, but I had a meeting with all the presenters. And it was a really good meeting. I've told them I want their links down from 27 seconds to 22 seconds. And I just thought, I'm not going to work there either. Um, every time you play a B or C list song, now, you, songs are boring, are categorised A, B, C's. A's will get played a lot, B's not so often, C's even less often. It is new to somebody listening to your show. Sell it to that person each time. If you think you've heard it a lot, the audience are just getting to know it because they're thick. That's what it's saying. Your audience is thick and brain dead, guys. They've not heard it before. You've heard it loads. You're in the biz. You're a jock. Links into breaks or junctions. Always say, capitals, all the biggest hits all day long at the top of the link. Never the end. This is the second time we've had this instruction. This is how important it is. We don't want people associating our position with commercials. The commercials feed my kids and pay the mortgage, so, you know. Tease into every break. So a tease is like, coming up after the break, you could win 50 grand on our mystery voice competition. Or coming up after the break, we'll be playing Robbie Williams and Candy. Your teases, the things I just spontaneously tossed off there without a moment's thought. You know, spontaneous chat. You remember you know, when you have a conversation, it's spontaneous and things pop up in your head and you're, there's a chat. Your teases need to be signed off by your content controller, who? Or content director, breakfast producer, breakfast teams, prior to your show. What that's saying is, any little throwaway line, any little comment like that, gotta run it past the boss first, guys. Why am I telling you all this? Because this is why Talk Radio is flipping brilliant. Because we haven't got to do any of this stuff here at Talk Radio. Okay? This is why this station is absolutely playing a superb blinder and is filling a massive hole in the market. A soulless void in the market. Because I don't have to tell my boss anything. There was one thing I ran past my boss because I wasn't sure about, and he said, nah, don't do that. And that was on the New Year's Eve show, and we were going to have a Deadpool, where you would phone in and say, I think in 2017, such and such will die. And I thought it was a funny idea, but even me thought, well, let me check. And the boss said, nah, don't do that. That's the only time he's ever said, nah, don't do that. And that's because I asked him, and in my heart of hearts, I knew he was going to say that. That's why I checked. Next one. Tease me. Don't warn me. Sorry, does anyone know what that means? Tease me. Don't warn me. Never tell me the song and artist. The thought of that particular song may prompt me to switch out. So coming up after the break, it's Robbie Williams and... Oh, I'm not saying what. Because if I say Candy, you'll switch off. However, once the song starts playing, I'm likely to stick with it. They've changed it now to not them, it's now I. So whoever's written this, poor sap, whoever has written this has changed it. Once it starts playing, I'm likely to stick with it, even if it is Robbie Williams and Candy. Got a hurricane in the back of her throat. Listing songs or artists is not enough. Sell the upcoming sequence of three songs. Ah! Which one stands out to you? What's great about it? What's great about it? Share those thoughts with the listener. But hang on, I've only got 10 to 15 seconds and I've got to run it past you before I do that! I can't think! And then the last one. Be passionate about what you're playing or talking about next. I can't! You sucked the passion out of my eyes! There is no passion left! Because I've got to remember to say all the biggest hits all day long at the top of the hour, so it distances us from the commercials. I can't do it at the end of the link. And by the way, the links, I've got to run past you, and they can't be any more than 15 seconds long! Do I mention the song? No, it's the artist, not the song. Because you might not like the song, but you might like the artist. That doesn't even make sense! Soulless, man. Absolutely soulless. Sucking the joy. By the way, I've just made myself unemployable by an entire radio network. Sucking the joy out of radio. When you listen to radio, right? Let me check. When I listen to radio, right, I want to hear people. I want to hear people talking with passion. That's why I don't like the woman, but I listen to Julia Hartley Brewer from times. Because I don't agree with a single thing she says or stands for, but she's passionate about it. And it's good to listen to people that you disagree with, because it challenges your thinking. And it either makes you think, maybe they've got a point, or it firms up your argument. That's why I listen to people like her, because she's passionate. Be passionate about what you're playing or talking about next. You can't be passionate when you're sucking the soul out of radio. These demons, these vampires, are putting radio in their mouth and just sucking it all out through a hose. It's awful. That's why talk radio is flipping brilliant, right? And it may not always be like this. We've got figures coming out this week. Who knows, right? Who knows? So enjoy it while you can. And if you enjoy it, tell people you enjoy it. And get them to tell people. And share the podcasts. And put on your Facebook page the ways that people can listen. And download the apps. Because I tell you what, this entire business, well, that we're in now, the commercial factor, it's all driven by you lot and by numbers. It's driven by numbers. So if we don't get the numbers, we'll be out on our ear. And you'll have robo-talk. That's what you'll get. And when I'm listening to music radio, and there are you know, jocks, people trying to make a living. I'm not knocking any of you at all, right? I'm probably going to make a load of enemies with this. I'm not knocking you at all. Genuinely, I respect anybody that can turn a dollar in this stupid, stupid business. You know, whether it is on a national station, a local station, a franchise station, whether you're doing a podcast from Nana's bedroom and you're getting a few quid off that. Genuinely, if you can turn a dollar by speaking into a microphone, well done. Well done.